It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And you, I don't know where you're at, but you're listening live. You're listening to this later on the free Odyssey app. Oh, anyway, you can always listen to the show live. You can listen to it recorded. You can play it back later on the free Odyssey app. So go ahead and do it. It's free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock into the show on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, shout outs to all my truck drivers out there. You can get SiriusXM channel 158 and boom, you got CBS Sports Radio. You can also tune in on whatever smart device you got with a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Very, very simple. The big news for today, coaching changes, or should I say coaching hires. Doc Rivers has officially been named the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks a day after Adrian Griffin was given the boot. And also, this has been in the works for several days now, and no big shock, no big surprise, Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Chargers. The Los Angeles Chargers have a new head coach, and his name is Jim Harbaugh. He's back in the NFL. He's going to try to win a national, well, he already won a national championship, excuse me. Jim Harbaugh is going to try to win a Vince Lombardi trophy, something that his brother beat him for already, like a little bit of a sibling rivalry. I mean, his brother plays in or coaches in the AFC with Baltimore. He's going to be trying to win another Super Bowl. And, yeah, one might play in the AFC North or coach in the AFC North. The other coaches in the AFC West. It's going to be a fun matchup to see the brothers go at it. You know, congratulations to Jim Harbaugh. No cheating in the NFL, right? There's no cheating. Let's ask Belichick. I don't think Harbaugh's going to cheat in the NFL. Anyway, much love and many thanks to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down in New York on the boards. And thank you again to everybody listening all over North America. Ryan, I have an unrelated question for you. This might be a little bit of a surprise, a shock. When your iPhone feels like a stove, what the hell do you do with it?
Oh, boy. You're in trouble. Shut it off.
Turn my phone off.
Turn it off, and then maybe when we go to break here next, turn it back on. Like, so that's like 15 minutes, let it sit.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's turn this phone off. Okay.
What are you doing over there?
I'm sitting here doing a radio show. My phone is on the console here in the studio. I picked the phone up and I feel like I'm in front of my stove at home. I'm like, why is my phone burning hot?
Jeez. Either your phone's blowing up or something's going on.
I just closed all the apps. I took your advice. I turned the phone off, and this thing is hot to the touch. I'm like, is this thing going to explode in front of me in the studio? So if you hear me scream, if things explode, just know that it has to do with my phone, and just go to commercial, okay?
You got Apple self-destructing the phone, forcing you to buy another. Classic business model.
Yeah, Apple self-destruct. Yeah, not bad, right? Not a bad idea. That's what they do. Everybody needs a new phone. Let's make it explode. Anyway, we've had explosive news today. I just told you. Jim Harbaugh to the Chargers. Doc Rivers to the Milwaukee Bucks. And as exciting, you got Brian Callahan, offensive coordinator for the Bengals. He takes the head coaching job with the Tennessee Titans. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But with the adjustment surrounding Doc Rivers, he is leaving a job that he just took at ESPN to now be a broadcaster. Like, ESPN fired Jeff Van Gundy and got rid of Mark Jackson because they didn't believe in them as the future. I mean, in the case of Jeff Van Gundy, he's called games for the better part of almost 17 years. But they didn't believe that he wanted to stick around, that ultimately he'd go back to coaching. And so they get Doc Rivers in. He doesn't last half a season. And Doc Rivers is gone from ESPN. Now, I got to be clear here. I didn't hear one full game of Doc Rivers. Sorry. When I watch basketball, for the most part, I don't have the sound on. Maybe I'm doing something else. In a lot of cases, like now in the studio, I'm watching a basketball game between Minnesota and Washington. Obviously, I can't have the sound on. So I haven't heard Doc Rivers, but I know what he sounds like. He sounds like someone who has been yelling commands for 35 years, because he has. Whether it's as a player in the NBA, as a point guard, or whether it happens to be as a coach, Doc Rivers has been screaming, okay? So much so, his voice is famous. Even another famous guy, Jamie Foxx, made fun of him on NBA TV. Listen to this.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's game six, and you know, it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be tough. They just got to, you know, they got to buckle down. They got to get out there. I'm going to go take some lozenges and get ready for the game, you know. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you just have to, you have to play. You got to play. If you don't play, then you don't win. If you don't win, then we don't have anything.
Could you imagine listening to somebody sound like that for an entire basketball game? Well, I guess people did if they listened to ESPN. And that was Jamie Foxx, his impersonation of Doc Rivers. Let's listen to the real Doc Rivers from last season with the Sixers.
We are going nowhere all night long, all right? We're just going to keep playing. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to keep playing. And at the end, that'll make us the winner, all right? That's going to make us the winner.
Okay, well, at least he can yell at Giannis and Damian Lillard and people don't have to listen to him on ESPN. Congratulations on the job, Doc Rivers. And so it's Wednesday. And if you're not familiar, if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, I've been doing this since 2009. I've been doing it on the radio here nationally on CBS for the past 4 years. A new time slot, by the way. You can catch me starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I've brought the top six list here. And so Doc Rivers is gone from announcing, and it made me think. As much as I particularly don't care for a lot of announcers and a lot of sports, there are some announcers that I love, that I appreciate, that I enjoy. And so with tonight's top six list, I'm giving you my top six list, my favorite broadcasters in sports, people who actually broadcast right now. Otherwise, Vince Scully would have been at the top of this list. So let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and hit them with the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, bringing you a new top six list. And tonight, sayonara, good riddance, goodbye to Doc Rivers in the broadcast booth or table. Tonight's top six list is going to be my list of my favorite broadcasters in sports right now. And so let's start off, because it's a countdown, with this number right here.
Number six.
At number six, this is an easy one. This is one of the most enthusiastic voices in the world of sports. This man just about covers everything. You want college football? He got you covered. Do you want some boxing? Well, at one point in time, he had you covered. Do you want to listen to him call an NBA game? He has you covered. He calls NFL. I mean, he talks about barbecue chicken and getting away from the cop speed that got him in trouble one time. It's Howard University's own Gus Johnson. I love Gus Johnson. His enthusiasm is through the roof, and his quips and his commentary, his comedy, is entertaining as all hell. Let's listen to a quick highlight reel. Make sure you're fast enough to get away from the cops.
Shannon from the corner, and it's over. Gonzaga, the slipper still fits.
I tell you once again, comes down to fundamentals.
Oh my goodness, Sorrentine hit that one from the parking lot. Romeo, last chance to dance over Robert.
Unbelievable!
Oh, what a game!
Unbelievable!
What a game!
Wartenschlager to the sideline, caught, first down. Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward, you got
barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shot. It's rare. Watch out. He's got getting away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Now, Ryan, I got to ask you. This is your opinion. I say, every now and then, I say some crazy things here. Sometimes I say things that make me laugh, and I gotta, even sometimes I don't say things that I want because I get fired. Do you think Gus Johnson pre-prepares some of those quips?
Oh, absolutely. Not to take anything away, because I love Gus. He is tremendous. I want more of him, not less. There's no way in the spot he's thinking of getting away from the cop speed, barbecue chicken. I mean, this year he had Maserati Marv from Marvin Harrison Jr. He is funny. I think, though, it is pre-prepared.
You know, one day I'm going to ask him. You know what? Ironically, well, not ironically, I've never met Gus Johnson. One day I will. I don't think I've met him. Anyway, Gus Johnson, number 6 on my top 6 list of favorite announcers. After 6 comes what?
Number 5.
Oh, I love this dude. I've met him. His name? David Cohn. Yes, the former pitcher for everybody. Well, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the New York Mets. He won a Cy Young. This man is probably one of the best illustrators of the art of pitching that you will ever witness on television. He can break down a slider. He can talk about cheating, and he has an excellent sense of humor. You might see David Cohn in the broadcast booth talking about pitching 1 second and talking about Megan Thee Stallion the next. Like, David Cohn does it all. Personable, likable, and if you listen to him on the YES Network or ESPN, he makes listening to the game of baseball, which a lot of times can sound old and dull, he can make the game entertaining, informative, and exciting. And by the way, he's not afraid to tell the truth and make fun of himself. I mean, he wasn't even in the broadcast booth. I remember one time he sat down with Dan Patrick, and David Cohn explained cheating and said, "Yeah, I cheated too. That's what the pitchers do."
And pine tar.
There's blurred lines again there. The pine tar is really a big issue nowadays. We used to think that pine tar just helped you in cold weather. It didn't improve your spin rate. Well, now we know it does. And then it's been proven with some of the new technology that a little extra sticky stuff on your fingers can help your curveball break a little better, a little sharper.
Where would you hide it?
I had it on my belt, had it on my glove. I got to cop out here. It's true. I did.
No, I
cheated. Okay, I did. I cheated. I did.
Yeah, I cheated. Yeah, I like, who runs around saying that? In a world where baseball players just testify in front of Congress that I did not use those substances. In a world where Sammy Sosa can forget English completely in front of Congress, David Cohn sits on a radio show and goes, "Yeah, I cheated. What you want from me?" Shout outs to David Cohn for being one of the realest in the room, one of my favorite broadcasters, because he ain't lying. He's not fake like that Alex Rodriguez guy. Now, that's a liar. Anyway, a top 6 list of my favorite broadcasters in sports. David Cohn is at number 5. Who is this number?
Number 4.
He is the next great broadcaster. He's already been broadcasting for the better part of, I don't know, it feels like 30 years. It's Ian Eagle. I've met Ian. Polite guy. Nice guy. He's so nice that he got a kid who backs him up on the YES Network. Ian Eagle, his voice is perfect. His inflection is perfect. His tone is perfect. His storytelling is perfect. And so whether he's talking about college or he's calling NFL games, yes, Ian does NFL games as well. Ian Eagle is just... he's just smooth. Ian Eagle, I told you about David Cohn talking about Megan Thee Stallion. Well, Ian Eagle actually puts the lyrics into his broadcasting. Take a listen to Ian Eagle just shock me with... anyway, listen to this.
All right, the profile on Texas Southern, located in Houston, ninth tournament appearance. Notable alumni, Michael Strahan, we know he's watching, and Megan Thee Stallion. I believe she sent a message to the team. If they're going to rebound, they have to use their body, yaddy, yaddy, body, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, and I don't blame you if you're not, one of Megan Thee Stallion's songs, well, hey, Ryan, do you want to explain to the world why her name is Megan Thee Stallion? Do you want to explain?
She's a very talented singer. I think that's why she goes by Stallion.
Yeah, well, the last time I checked, Stallion was the male horse, right?
I think you're right about that, yes.
But her, they talk about her behind, and the behind is like a horse, but they call her a stallion. It doesn't make sense to me, but anyway.
Is that the real reason? I did not know that. Wow.
You didn't?
No.
Do you want me to send you photos?
No, I'm well aware. I'm well aware of her figure. I just didn't realize the stallion was actually...
the male horse.
Yes. Interesting.
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
She's not a man. Let's just be very clear about that.
No, that I knew as well.
Yeah, she threw out the first pitch for the Astros. Not a man. she did. She's not a man. Anyway, Iron Eagle also knows that Megan Thee Stallion is not a man. Iron Eagle, I got him number four, one of my top six broadcasters in sports right now. Iron Eagle's four. Who is number?
Number three.
Oh, this gentleman is a little bit more sophisticated. If I heard this man talk about Megan Thee Stallion, well, he might. He ain't going to sing no lyrics. This man went to Fordham University. He's one of the best announcers. Just flat period. It's Mike Breen. It's the man who says bang. And one of the most famous bangs of all time. We got to go back to, I don't know, LeBron James, right? We got to go back to the NBA Finals. We got to go to Miami. We got to go to Forsen a Game 7. We got to go to Ray Allen. I'm not even going to say it anymore. Let's listen to one of the most iconic play calls in the NBA.
Should the Spurs foul? Should Miami go for the three right away? Just attack the basket. James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Bosch. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
Bang. That's it, folks. You might be watching a basketball game. You might say bang just because of Mike Breen. The Miami Heat came back. They beat the San Antonio Spurs in the finals. Ray Allen knocking down one of the biggest shots in NBA history. And Mike Breen with one of the greatest calls. And I could play Mike Breen NBA calls forever. He has put himself in the conversation of just realistically, just one of the voices of the NBA, just as much as someone who preceded him, like a Marv Albert. Here's the difference. Marv is gone. Mike Breen is here. And I think his contract lasts until 2030. So get used to Mike Breen, okay? He's not going anywhere. Mike Breen, I got him number three, my top six broadcasters in sports. After number three is...
number two.
This dude is a complete nut. I've never met him, but I have met his daughter. No disrespect. Anyway, at number two on the list, his name is Kevin Harlan. Every time Kevin Harlan calls a game, I don't care if it's the NFL, the NBA, I feel like I'm watching superheroes. I feel like this is like an episode of Hard Knocks. I feel like I'm watching a Marvel movie. Kevin Harlan's voice is so powerful and his descriptions are so vivid and violent and so descriptive and professional. You just go, damn, this guy is different. You know, how about this time? I remember 2008 Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James just decided to fly over Kevin Garnett. And let's just say Kevin Harlan, he had a very vivid description on TNT.
Garnett comes out on LeBron. Now they switch it. Here's Pierce again. A Smith screen. Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James, with no regard for human life, has given the Cavaliers. is their biggest lead tonight.
Yeah. Like, I'll be watching games, and I'll see somebody get dunked on, and in my brain, I'm going, oh, my God, he got no regard for human life. That's because of Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan is amazing. And even when things go wrong, Kevin Harlan also has the perfect call. You know, I can think about an NFL game. Let's just say an intruder was on the field. Listen to this.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Oh. That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight. I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call.
And shout outs to Kevin Harlan. I mean, he's Westwood One, CBS, and TNT. That drunk fan was from Monday Night Football, and that other dude is not just some other dude. That was Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. If I want excitement, I want vivid imagery, I want somebody calling a drunk fan or a cat on the field, I want Kevin Harlan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm giving you a top six list of my favorite broadcasters in sports. When we come back on the other side, I'm giving you numero uno. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, well, thank you. I love you for listening. You don't have to listen, but you do. Thank you very much. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A busy day. Doc Rivers gets a new head coaching job with the Milwaukee Bucks. A couple of hours ago, we learned that Jim Harbaugh is now going to be leading the way, not for the Michigan Wolverines, but in the NFL for the Los Angeles Chargers. And because it is Wednesday, and every Wednesday I deliver to you a new top six list, tonight is no different. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh used to be a coach in college, and Doc Rivers, for the better part of 20-plus years now, has been a coach in the NBA, and he recently became a broadcaster. Have you heard Doc Rivers speak? Sounds like nails on a chalkboard. He has no voice. And so it made me think, with Doc Rivers moving on, who are some of my favorite current announcers, active announcers? My favorite announcer of all time is Vin Scully. We don't have Vin on the air anymore, God rest his soul. But here's the deal, folks. I wanted to give you my active ones. And in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you numero uno. Here's a recap. At number six, I gave you Gus Johnson. The man calls everything. At number five, I gave you David Cone. He breaks down baseball in a relatable way, especially something so complicated as pitching. At number four, I gave you Ian Eagle. He got you covered. He got basketball. He got NFL. He sounds so professional. He sounds so smooth. He sounds so cool. You just want to hang out with Ian Eagle, right? Even though he looks kind of nerdy. He's not nerdy. He's a nice guy. At number three, I gave you Mike Breen. Bang. This man is going to go down probably as the most recognizable voice in NBA history. He is getting up there with Marv Albert. He's getting there. At number two, I gave you Kevin Harlan. This man sees somebody dunk a basketball, and he's like, oh, my God, that man had no regard for human life. And so that leaves us with only one more spot. And I already said the number one, and so now we're going to hear it from the fancy voice man. What number are we up to?
Number one.
My favorite broadcaster, my top broadcaster. I have been listening to this man since 1998. He is a legend. He is an icon in both fashion and style, and then even wordplay. Who would have thought that the last man to help deliver a championship to the New York Knicks is an amazing announcer. It's Walt Clyde Frazier. Now, if you haven't listened to Knick games, maybe over the past, 25, 30 years, maybe you haven't, I don't blame you. Walt Clyde Frazier has been honest. He's been straightforward. He is not a homer. He is not afraid to say, what the heck is this guy doing? He's not afraid to tell a rhyme. He's not afraid to tell a story. He's not afraid to be honest. And he is one of the most accommodating celebrities that you will ever see in New York City. You can see Walt Clyde Frazier in the street. You can see him on the court with one of these wild suits. You could see him signing autographs. And this is why I appreciate Walt Clyde Frazier. He's 78 years old. He's slowing down. He won't be traveling to all the road games too much. God knows how much longer we have him. And how about this? For the majority of his time as a broadcaster, Walt Clyde Frazier has been paired up with the current voice of the NBA in Mike Breen. I told you about Walt Clyde Frazier. One of my favorite phrases that he has ever said and that I steal is about anybody dishing and swishing.
Mitchell Robinson's birthday. He's exactly 10 years younger than the Lopez twins. Robinson, 24, on April 1st. Knicks working around. Here is Barrett from three.
One of my keys, dishing and swishing.
Classic. Iconic. Walt Clyde Frazier will be gone. And damn it, as long as I'm alive, I have no desire to call NBA games. But I'm going to steal that. Okay, I'm going to make sure it lives on. Anyway, that's not it. I mean, you can listen to Walt Clyde Frazier. I mean, even during Linsanity, Walt Clyde Frazier made that entertaining.
Take a look at Lin and what he does best. Penetrates, creates, and showing some dexterity as well with the left hand. Rising on Pachulia and the left hand. Ain't that peculiar?
Yeah, I know. It sounds corny, sounds terrible. But I love it. I mean, there are references that Walt Clyde Frazier has made towards basketball that have inspired me in my years speaking here on the air. Swiss cheese D? I mean, he's talked about defenders being turnstiles. These are things that I have listened to growing up for the past 30-plus years, and it's thanks to Walt Clyde Frazier. Even storytelling, how affable he is, and not afraid to make fun of himself. Walt Clyde Frazier is amazing. Listen to this story on the MSG Network about a former Knick player. And I don't know what he is now. What is he, a politician with a death wish? Enes Kanter.
Kenny, when Enes was with the Knicks, he gave me a gift certificate for Christmas. And, I thought it was $50. So it was from Gucci. I told my girlfriend. She goes, man, you can't get nothing in Gucci for $50. What are you talking about? Dude, I looked at it, it was $500.
I assume you put it to good use.
Yeah. Because I never shop in those stores. I was thinking, $50, I could get a pair of socks, I don't know, something. She goes, you can't get nothing in there for $50.
You must have said nice things about Enes on the air.
I must have. I really never asked him why, but... I appreciate it. Gave him some kudos for it. He's quite a character, Kanter.
No, you're quite the character. You, Walt Clyde Frazier, you are quite the character, and he tells no lies. And this is what I also appreciate. Walt Clyde Frazier is probably the only living New York Knick who can sit on the air for the New York Knicks and talk about how bad they look, how bad they're playing, and he doesn't get punished. Charles Oakley, I guess, wish he had that type of clout. Walt Clyde Frazier is a legend. He is my favorite current broadcaster. I'm trying to enjoy him while he is still broadcasting the damn Knick games. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who is your favorite broadcaster? I'm talking about somebody who's active right now. Don't go digging in your memory bank telling me about somebody who broadcast a game in 1932. If you got a favorite broadcaster, hit me up. It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. Before we get to the newsflash, a simple quick question to Rich Ackerman. Rich, is there anybody that you enjoy right now?
Ryan Hickey, Friday nights, 2 Eastern time.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Ryan, it's a radio show, but Ryan, you calling games on the side? Am I missing something?
I might have to now to make sure that I can live up to Axe billing of being in the same breath as Walt Clyde Frazier and Mike Breen and Gus Johnson.
No, it's not a bad idea. And Ryan, help me out here. This is a new showtime. Did I miss something?
That is correct. Starting this Sunday, we will be, instead of Saturday mornings, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations, Ryan.
Ooh.
Thank you, JR. No more marathon Friday nights. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. No more break. You got a break. You help me out with this show. You come back. You do your show. Now you get a break. Good.
Now I get somewhat of a Friday night-ish.
Yeah, you can go outside and be a vagrant like I do. No problem.
Exactly.
Sounds
right.
Good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Jim Harbaugh is the new head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Doc Rivers is the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And by the way, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing a basketball game right now. I got it on here at the studio. They're beating the Cavaliers 48-39. Joe Prunty, the assistant head coach, is holding it down for Doc Rivers tonight. Doc Rivers is scheduled to be coaching for the next game. Let me tell you this. If the Milwaukee Bucks wanted to send a message, when they came out during pregame introductions after they were introduced, they were dancing their asses off. Like, they joined in a line, and they were basically getting sturdy. If you don't know what that means, feel free to Google it or not. But they were having a celebratory dance. It looked like a celebratory dance. And Adrian Griffin probably somewhere counting his money that the Bucks owe him for the next 3.5 years. So I'm sure he is not that damn disappointed. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. And then I want to ask Ryan Hickey, who his favorite broadcaster is. You know, right before we went to break, I did share with you my top 6 list. I told you about my favorite broadcasters in the world of sports, guys who are active right now. Yeah, I said guys. I guess I'm a jerk. My apologies. I didn't have a woman on the list. And at number 1 was Walt Clyde Frazier. I love Walt Clyde Frazier. If you missed the list, the full explanation, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Let's go ahead and chat it up with Lou from San Diego. Hey, Lou, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing, JR?
Amazing. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? This new hire, the Jim Harbaugh, it makes me excited for the Chargers, but I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Uh-oh.
So many decades, so many years, the Chargers get blown up. And all these expectations, they're going to win the West, they're going to win the AFC West, they're going to be the guys who everybody's going to have to go through, and then it backfires. So I hope that every expert, I like your honesty and what you said earlier about Jim Harbaugh, like, it's left to be seen. What are we going to do, especially the ownership? I'm a firm believer that the biggest change that the Chargers need is the ownership.
Is the sister still suing the brother? Are they still suing each other? It'll probably be in litigation forever, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But when I read that, I'm like, are you serious? Really? Like, that just speaks to the damage. And I want the players that go to play for the Chargers that have something to play for, you know, like Bill Belichick won championships to my disliking for 24 years. Yeah. And he went to 8 Super Bowls and won 6. Why can't we give Jim Harbaugh a 10-year contract like the Raiders give John Gruden?
Whoa.
And wow, show. But
did you see how that ended up?
I know. But you know what? We live in a society that's overly sensitive. You know, it's overly sensitive. You know, well, where are the Raiders right now?
Gruden was sending emails talking about the size of a black man's lips. He was also calling people of different sexual orientations words that aren't appropriate. I don't know if I'd go as far to call that sensitive. I just call that someone who's a jackass.
You know what? You're right. I don't know. I don't know, and I never read the extent of how.
Well, let me as someone who did. Okay. I don't know if Gruden wants. I don't know if you want to put him in the category of someone who is ostracized because society is sensitive. Look, I'm a black man, and if he said something about the size of my lips being the size of tires, I think we'd have a problem.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, I'm originally from Mexico, but I don't look like it. So I've heard people ostracize or criticize the Mexican race when I don't look like it. And I'm like, you know, people always think that I'm a Caucasian. And I'm like, you're wrong. And then when I start speaking Spanish, they get shocked because they don't know. And I'm like, you know, there's all sorts
of ignorance. Yeah, there's all type of ignorance in the world.
I don't tolerate that kind of attitude. And I'm happy that you clarified that.
Yeah,
I don't tolerate that. I don't speak like that. But I do believe that sometimes the sensitivity barrier breaks something that's good. Now, John Gruden, like you told me, you read it, you know, and I'll trust you with that because you're one of my favorite people to listen to. So, I don't tolerate nonsense. I don't like cheating. I don't like all of that. I know Jim Harbaugh is coming from scrutiny and all of that, but what I want is consistency. In a team that I have dedicated years and years and years of devotion,
I think I get that, and I don't think it's a good idea to give anybody. I mean, Matt Rhule didn't coach a game in the NFL, and David Tepper gave him what a 6-7 year contract, which was absolutely ridiculous. So I think for what you got with Jim Harbaugh, by all of the reports right now, it appears that he got himself a 5-year deal. I think that's a good amount of time. I don't think you want to lock yourself in any way to a head coach or even a general manager for a 10-year deal unless this person has a sterling reputation, has the world in front of them. You know, we can look at one of the longest active contracts in the NFL right now. And, yes, contracts in the NFL a little bit give, a little bit take, especially for the players. They can get cut at any time. Patrick Mahomes has himself a 10-year contract. And I don't think anybody could blame the Chiefs for giving that to him. I'll tell you this. If I got to think about Jim Harbaugh, and then I have to think about Anthony Lynn, and then I have to go ahead and think about what you just had from Brandon Staley, I think that this man, Jim Harbaugh, give him a season or two, I think they're going to be competitive. I think they're going to be better. I don't think we're going to see some of the mistakes that we've seen in the past. Hey, Lou, I got a bunch of people here. We're up against the break. Can you say what you need to say in 10 seconds?
Yeah. What I was coming from with the whole 10-year is the consistency that Andy Reid has proven in two different teams. He went
to
NFC Championship, and then he's done it in the AFC as well.
Yeah, so it takes time to get there. Let this man have success in the first couple of years, and then we can come back and talk about an extension. Hey, Lou, don't be out there in San Diego, okay?
All right. Don't put the Chargers on a pedestal.
I'm not. I'm going to wait. What am I rushing for? I don't think there's a pedestal to put the Chargers on. You want to know why? Because the guy I just talked about with a 10-year contract is still throwing the football for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his name is Patrick Mahomes. If the Chargers should be so lucky, the Chargers will try to nudge them off. They haven't had success. No one has had success in that regards. And so if Jim Harbaugh wants to impress anybody, the first thing he could do, try to go out there and be competitive with the Chiefs. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jacob is calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Jacob, quickly.
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling about the commentators. You asked about who our favorite commentators are. I'd like to go with Mitch Holthus from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm a little biased because I'm a Chiefs fan, but, I mean, that guy is night and day better than most of the guys on television. Like, I had to listen to Tony Robo throughout the divisional round, and that was terrible.
Well, hold on, Jacob. He's the guy that goes, Kansas City, right?
Yes, sir.
Good call. Thank you, Jacob, for calling from Pennsylvania. Yeah, we got a lot of great calls just in all sports. See, I only know that guy because when the Chiefs score, he goes, Kansas City. And I just did a terrible rendition of it. That's why it's his thing. Me, I do my thing pretty damn good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk more Harbaugh. We'll talk more, what's this guy's name? Doc Rivers. Yeah, the former ESPN guy. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.